music of Freddie Martin and the songs of the Martin Men. Fun with Arthur Treacher and Dave Willock as Tugwell, the Warner Brothers star, Jack Carson. When a person is bitten by the Christmas bug, there's no cure for it. The first symptom the victim shows is extreme cheerfulness. From that point on, the fever rises. Anything can happen, and it probably will, to Jack Carson.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun. Gee, it's fun addressing Christmas cards, isn't it, Tugwell?
Oh, not for me, Uncle Jack. All the ones you write, I have to do over on account of your spelling. It may come as a shock to you, but Seattle is not two words.
It isn't? I thought it was. Seattle's such a big town.
Hey, Uncle Jack, these playing cards are much better than the ones you sent out last year.
Well, I still think that idea I had for cards last year was very novel. Just a modest, full-length picture of me that said, Merry Christmas from Jack Carson, the self-made man.
Yeah, they all came back marked, stay on the job and finish the job.
Don't exaggerate. That only happened on 50 of them. Tugwell, I'll address the card to Cousin Louie.
Okay. Hey, Uncle Jack, what's it like where Cousin Louie lives?
I've told you time and again, Tugwell, he's staying at a very exclusive resort.
Well, I look through all the sportsman's magazines, and I can't find any place called the San Quentin Country Club.
Well, it's there, and Cousin Louis has a very important position. It's sort of government work.
Oh, is he frozen on the job?
Well, yes, in a way. Why do you ask?
Well, in his last letter, he said that it'd be a cold day when he got out.
Yes, well, never mind. Was there any mail for me this morning?
Yeah, here's a Christmas card from one of the stores.
Well, that's nice. Probably an appreciation of my patronage. Let me see it. Oh, it's from Bullock's. Bullock's Fine Department Store wishes you Christmas cheer galore. As you eat your turkey and candied yams, please remember you owe us 30 clams. What a sweet thought. Was there any other mail, Tugwell?
Yeah, there's a letter from home. Haven't you read it yet?
No, let me see it.
Here.
Oh, it's from my dad. He says, Dear Jack, well, it's Christmas time and we certainly miss you. Too bad you can't be here for Christmas. Last night, Mother and I sat for a half hour and looked at your vacant chair. Gee. Then we went out and saw your latest picture. We should have stayed home and looked at your vacant chair. I know how Dad means that. Remember, son, no matter where you go, there will always be a light burning in the window at home for you. P.S., the electric bill is enclosed. Gee, Tugwell, I wish we were going back to Milwaukee for Christmas. Gee, the snow and the crisp cold air and the way I used to sing Christmas carols under people's windows.
Well, you can sing under people's windows here, too, Uncle Jack.
Yes, but somehow it's not the same.
You mean, here they don't throw pennies?
Yes. No. It's not the money anyway, Tug. Well, it's the Christmas spirit that's missing. Gee, what I'd give to be back east right now and have a real old-fashioned Christmas.
Hello, Master Tugwell. Hello, Master Carson.
Oh, hello, Tracy.
What's the matter, sir? You look terribly depressed.
Well, I don't know.
I haven't seen you so broken up since you made a mistake and paid me my salary in American money.
Preacher, this is no time to be financial.
My salary's so small, sir.
Preacher, you can't think of it that way. Think of what you receive when it's measured in the milk of human kindness.
Even that is condensed, sir.
Preacher, I'm surprised that you have so little of the Yuletide spirit.
Oh, it's understandable, sir. You see, I come from a very poor family, and Christmas never meant very much to us.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you really poverty-stricken?
Yes, sir. Yes, but we did the best we could. We had a fireplace, but we couldn't afford a genuine fire, so we had to improvise one.
You did?
Yes. What a calamity it was when Santa Claus came down the chimney and backed into Papa's blowtorch.
What happened?
Jet propulsion.
Gee, Treacher, it's too bad you couldn't have enjoyed a real Wisconsin Christmas. Remember how it used to be, Tug?
Yeah, first we'd decorate the tree, and then we'd tie some presents up, and then we'd light the tree, and then we'd tie up some more presents.
Then those pretty girls from across the street would come over.
Yeah, and then we'd tie you up.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, for you, Stephan. What I'd give to be back there and then...
I have a capital idea,
what?
Sir. Why, if you can't go to Milwaukee, why not bring Milwaukee here?
Hey, what are you talking about, Treacher?
Why, recreate the atmosphere. Decorate the place here just like your parlor back home.
Say, Treacher, that's a sensational idea. We could throw some salt around on the front walk to look like snow, huh? And we'll get a real Christmas tree.
Hey, gee, that'll be swell. You know, that orange tree we had last year was no good. We had to hang a hot water bottle on it every time we got a frost warning.
Yeah, and that fairy on top of the tree looks silly stuck in a smudge pot. I'll call up the store and get one right now.
Well, I don't think they're as easy to get as they are back east, Uncle Jack.
Just leave it to me. I'll handle this.
Hello, Randall's Supermarket.
Hello, I'd like to buy a Christmas tree.
Christmas tree? One moment, I'll connect you with our drugstore.
Hello, drug department.
Hello, I would like a nice green fir tree about 6 feet tall with full branches, and I don't want to pay over 25 cents.
You're a stranger in California, aren't you, Bob? I have a very nice tree here that we're selling a lot of. It's 3 feet tall, and it sells for only
$20. $20? Well, how many branches?
Two, but they come extra.
But your price is pretty unreasonable.
Unreasonable? Do you know where we have to go to get these trees? Clear out to the Los Angeles city limits.
You mean...
Yes, southern Oregon.
Haven't you got something a little less expensive?
Well, you might be interested in our Palm Springs model. That's a dollar and a quarter.
Well, what is it?
A cactus tree complete with one cack.
Hello? 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 Oh, he hung up on me. I don't have to buy my tree from him anyway. I'll get one someplace. Come on, we got to start decorating this place. Preacher, you start frosting the windows so it'll look like Milwaukee, and I'll go and see if I can...
Freddie Martin, his saxophone, and his orchestra in the holiday favorite, Jingle Bell.
Hello, Freddie.
Hello, Jack.
Come on in. Come on in.
Freddie and I came over to thank you for inviting us to your party.
Well,
Mr. Carson, you've changed your entire living room around, haven't you?
Yes, Mrs. Martin. You see, this room is exactly the way our living room is in Milwaukee. My Christmas party is going to be a real Milwaukee party.
You know, Mr. Carson, Milwaukee must be a pretty small place. I've never heard of it. Tell me, just where is Milwaukee?
Oh, Mrs. Martin, have you never seen a map? Surely you know that New York City is on the East Coast.
Yes.
And Los Angeles, of course, is on the West Coast.
Yes.
Well, everything in between is Milwaukee. In fact, Milwaukee is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, city in the United States.
Well, what's the population?
Never mind, Freddie. We don't have to get technical. I know what I'm talking about.
Well, all right, then. What's the population?
Dutch and Irish.
Freddie means how many people?
Oh, at least 10 or 12 million.
Listen, Jack, I played there, and I happen to know that the population is only 400,000.
400? When were you there?
4 weeks ago.
Well, Freddie, people have children, you know.
Well, it must be a very interesting city.
Milwaukee, you might be interested to know, is a big manufacturing center.
Well, what do they manufacture?
Oh, lots and lots of things.
Well, what, for instance?
Well, they, cheese.
What else?
Cottage cheese.
Is that all they have back in Milwaukee?
Oh, how ridiculous. Of course not.
Well, what do they eat besides cheese?
Crackers. Furthermore, I'm getting tired of this questioning. For your information, Wisconsin is an internationally famous dairy center, and that's why all the people there are so healthy. When I was a kid, I had milk for breakfast, milk for lunch, milk for dinner, and 8 glasses of milk between meals.
Were you born there?
Mrs. Martin, in Wisconsin, you're not born, you're homogenized.
Well, we didn't mean to get you upset, Mr. Carson. Come on, Freddie, we'll see you later. Goodbye.
Such people. Well, Tugwell.
What is it, Uncle Jack?
I got a list made out of all things to get at the market now.
All right.
Get a turkey, cranberries, plums for a plum pudding. Oh, boy, what a Christmas party this is going to be. Won't all of our guests be surprised this year?
Yeah, this year you're serving food.
Yeah. Now, let me see. Did I leave anything off this list?
Gee, Uncle Jack, you're really serious about making this a real Milwaukee Christmas, aren't you?
I certainly am. Now, the only thing missing is snow. The downy softness of white, lovely snow. You know, there's nothing more beautiful than a snowflake.
Oh, Uncle Jack, stop it. You sound like Vitamin Flintheart.
Tugwell, we've got to do something about getting some snow.
Well, why don't we do like they do in the movies?
How's that?
You know, use shaved ice.
Oh, sure, shaved ice. That's
yeah.
A wonderful idea. Hand me the phone.
All right.
Boy, we'll really make this look like a Milwaukee Christmas. Shaved ice for snow. Hello, California Ice Company. Hello, this is Jack Carson speaking. Do you happen to have a large quantity of ice?
Oh, sure, we have 40,000 tons in our icebox.
Ah, good, good.
But you can't have any.
Yeah. 40,000 tons in your iceboxes and I can't have any? Are you mad?
No, we're defrosting.
Well, look, this is very important. Where can I get 1,000 cakes of ice right away?
Well, we made a large delivery yesterday to the Tutti Frutti Cake and Ice Cream Company, Fitzroy 5103. Call them. They're practically snowbound.
Oh, this is swell. I'm getting excited about it. I'll get a real Christmas tree and snow. Boy.
Hello, Tutti Frutti Cake and Ice Cream Company.
Hey, this is Jack Carson. I would like to order 1,000 cakes.
Hey, you're ordering the ice now, Uncle Jack?
Yeah, be quiet.
What'd you say?
I say, this is Jack Carson. I'd like to order 1,000 cakes.
Very well. I'll send a man right over to see you.
Who was that, Harry?
Jack Carson, the movie and radio star. He wants 1,000 cakes.
Have we got the ingredient?
Yeah, if we cut them down to 2 layers and leave out the eggs.
Okay, I'll go over and see him.
Thank you.
Mr. Douglas from the Tutti Frutti Cake and Ice Cream Company. Mr. Carson sent for me.
Oh, yes, come in, Mr. Douglas. You know, Mr. Carson is very excited about this Christmas party he's giving, so give him anything he wants. He'll pay you, eventually.
Preacher, is that the man from the Cake and Ice Cream Company?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hello, Mr. Carson. What can I do for you?
I'd like to have 1,000 cakes.
Fine. What size?
Oh, about 100 pounds apiece.
100 pounds apiece?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Mr. Carson, we have the nickel size and the family size and the giant triple-decker, but this is ridiculous. Do you want them with whipped cream?
No, just plain. I want to shave them first.
That won't be necessary. Our cakes are fresh. Now, where do you want them delivered?
Well, just spread them out in the front lawn.
The front lawn?
Yeah, yeah. I want to put on my overshoes, get out in that field of white, and feel that crunch, crunch, crunch.
Oh, then you'll want nuts on top.
No, just plain. If it gets too slippery, I'll sprinkle ashes all over it. I may even want to scoop up a handful and throw it in somebody's face for a laugh.
What am I laughing at?
You know what else we can do? We can build a fort out of it like we did when I was a kid in Milwaukee and hide behind it.
You'd better hide somewhere, brother.
Ah, those were the days. In fact, you know what I used to do back in Milwaukee?
What?
I used to roll in it. We all used to roll in it.
What kind of a town is Milwaukee?
You know, I'm glad you asked me that. Sit down. As you may or may not know, Milwaukee is situated on the shores of Lake Michigan. And in order to keep the waters of Lake Michigan from flooding all of Milwaukee, they built a big dike. Now, without that big dike, Milwaukee would be nothing. In the year 1879, a little hole appeared in the dike. By an amazing coincidence, a little Dutch boy was passing by. This little Dutch boy put his finger in the hole in the dike and saved the city of Milwaukee.
You know, Mr. Carson, I'm making a special trip to Milwaukee tomorrow.
You are?
When the train pulls into the station, I'm going to jump off the train.
Yes.
Run down the platform.
Yes.
Jump into a taxi cab.
Yes.
Dash out to the dike.
Yes.
And pull that kid's finger out of the hole.
Well, Tugwell, we're all set for our old-fashioned Christmas party. The house really looks nice, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does, Uncle Jack. But isn't it too bad we don't have any gasoline to start the fire in the fireplace?
Yeah, too bad.
Say, remember 2 years ago when Uncle George was here and we started the fire with gasoline?
Yeah, I'll never forget Uncle George. I must read his book, 30 Seconds Over Tokyo.
Hey, Uncle Jack, by the way, are you going to use those Christmas booby traps you used on the girls back in Milwaukee?
Christmas booby traps I use in the girls?
Yeah, you know, the mistletoe spiked with chloroform.
Tugwell. Don't be silly. I don't need anything like that. Besides, it's time that you realize, that your Uncle Jack is a great lover.
You are?
Absolutely. Why, I'm like Marvin Mitchell is in Toledo, Ohio.
Who on earth is Marvin Mitchell?
I don't know, but he's hot stuff in Toledo, Ohio. Now, Tugwell, before the guests arrive...
Mr. Carson, sir.
Yes, Street Preacher.
You had some instructions for me about the party?
Oh, yes, Street Preacher. Now, I didn't have a butler when I lived in Milwaukee, so, Preacher, when the people arrive, I want you to announce them like this. Announcing Mr. and Mrs. Frederick Martin. And announcing Mr. and Mrs. Horace Peabody. And you understand?
Oh, yes, sir, but there's just one thing, sir. When the party gets rough...
Yes?
You want me to announce the cops,
too? Yeah, Preacher, Preacher. Be enough of that. And remember, just say announcing Mr. and Mrs. Frederick Martin. And not here come the bums now. There's someone at the door. Go answer.
Announcing Mr. and Mrs. Frederick Martin and not here come the bums now.
Preacher. I'm sorry. Hello, Mrs. Martin. Hello, Freddie.
How are you, Mr. Carson? My, but your house looks lovely.
Thank you. And I'm so glad you could come to my party. I think it was very sweet of you.
Well, think nothing of it, Jack. We figured you might pass out cigarettes.
Freddie, that's no attitude to have. Besides, haven't you ever heard of the cigarette shortage?
Oh, it's not that bad.
It's not, eh? Well, for your information, they have just changed the name of Tobacco Road to Corn Silk Boulevard. Now, what do you say we have some good old-fashioned fun?
Okay, where are the old-fashions?
Buddy, I'm not going to serve old-fashioned.
Mr. Clarkson, I thought you were going to have some entertainment.
Oh, we are, yeah. A little later on, as a matter of fact, I'm going to sing. What do you think of that?
Better serve old-fashioned.
Yeah. Well, you don't start anything now. You're liable to get hurt.
Oh, yeah? I bet you wouldn't say that to me if my orchestra boys were here.
That's another thing, Freddy. From now on, I wish you'd stop referring to your orchestra boys as the master race.
Hey, Uncle Jack, isn't it about time some of the other guests were arriving?
Yeah, it is, Doug. Well, Fitcher ought to be...
Announcing Mrs. Peabody and her daughter, Phoebe.
Oh, boy, my girl, Phoebe.
Also announcing Mr. J. Walter Thompson and Sadie.
Huh?
And Mr. Stuyvesant Van Pester II and their son, Stinky
the
Third.
Old creature, that's enough. Stop making up names.
Oh, hello, Mr. Coulson.
How do you do? I mean, hello, Mrs. Peabody.
Jack.
Merry Christmas, Phoebe. Gee, you look wonderful.
Oh, thank you, Jack. Do you like my new dress? It's a cocktail dress.
Cocktail dress?
Yes.
Well, it looks like you were poured into it.
Oh, Mr. Coulson, I'm wearing a cocktail dress, too.
Yes, but you forgot to say when.
Why, the very idea.
Hey, Uncle Jack, now that the party's warming up a bit, what do you say we play some games?
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. Let's play post office. Would you like to play post office, Jack? Well?
Hubba, 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 hubba.
Hey, Uncle Jack, maybe I'm too young, but how do you play post office?
Well, it's like this, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Phoebe will be the postmaster.
Yes, I'll be the postmaster. Then I'll go into a dark closet. Then I'll call out Jack's name.
That's right. Then I'll go into the dark closet with Phoebe.
Well, then what do you do, Uncle Jack?
Then I mail a letter.
Well, you ask a silly question, you get a silly answer.
Oh, Doug, well, stop. Now, listen, everybody, I have an idea.
Oh, that's no fun.
Wait a minute, have you ever played...
Oh, certainly, last New Year's Eve.
Yeah, but not the way we played.
We played it that way, too.
Well, let me finish.
Yes, at the finish, everybody falls down.
Oh, it's no use.
No, you can't get scotch anyway.
Fine thing, in my own house, I can't say anything.
Mr. Carson, sir?
Yes, Peachy?
This being an old-fashioned party, I brought down my violin. I thought we might have a square dance.
Patricia, you're English. Where on the ever earth did you ever learn?
Oh, Mr. Carson, we have squares in England, too, sir.
Jack,
I can see.
I think a square dance would be lots of fun.
You do, Phoebe?
Oh, yes, Jack. Doing anything with you is wonderful.
Oh.
You're so big and strong and handsome.
Oh, Phoebe, you're just saying that because it's true.
Carson, sir, when you've finished mooning over the mountains, we'll start the square dance.
Oh, yeah, the square dance. Well, come on, everybody, get your partners for the square dance. Ready? Let's go. Swing your partners left and right. Come on, folks, and don't get tight. Swing them out and swing them in. Howdy, folks. How've you been? Take your gals and make them jolly. Tip your hat and clang your trolley. Walk around and take your place and jump right in their first face. Take it easy. Whoa there, Nelly. Bend right down and touch your toe. Dog my dog and cat my cats. One, two, three, and Adam's hats. Sashay left and sashay right. Sashay left and sashay right. Sashay left and sashay right. Sashay left and sashay right.
Hey, Uncle sashay Jack, Uncle Jack. Right. Hey, Uncle Jack, what's the matter?
My sashay's stuck.
Jack.
Huh?
Jack, will you sing a song for me?
Oh, I'd be glad to, Phoebe.
Oh, thanks.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the trees every touch listen, and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all Christmases be white.
Well, another Christmas is almost here. We did a little kidding about it tonight, but I honestly do wish, and I know you do too, that it could be a real old-fashioned Christmas. We know that cannot be until all of our folks come back home again. So to all you fellas and girls over there who can hear me now, we join you in our hearts in hoping for a Christmas as it used to be, and we pray we'll be soon again. And now we'd like you to join us in song while we all sing White Christmas.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.